Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, guys, going over some things here for the Wednesday recap. A number of things to go over, including the incoming AFC Championship game between the Chiefs and the Bills set to kick off this Sunday. Getting some audio from yesterday, Patrick Mahomes, we've been talking about him all throughout this week about how, you know, whether or not he was getting preferential treatment from the referees, whether the Chiefs are benefiting from it. He was asked that in a Wednesday press conference. Here's what he had to say.
I haven't felt any different. You get new referees every year. You get new circumstances. And you never can really tell because every play is different. That's what makes the NFL so special. And so I feel like I've just continued to play the game. And I just try to win. Whatever happens, kind of happens.
I will say, as much as I'm rooting for the Bills to beat the Chiefs this weekend, guys, he did have a kind of a classier answer earlier in that press conference saying the referees are trying their best. You know, he's just trying to focus on football. But
I'm not interested in the classy.
No.
I want to dislike the Chiefs. They've gone full heel. I like it. I like being able to root against them finally. It's nice. It's a nice
being
feeling.
Vindictive now.
I am. I'm a vindictive, nasty person when it comes to my sports and in real life, to be honest with you. And
Really. You don't say.
Yeah, I want the Chiefs to lose.
I want to ask Owen here, because when we had LeBron, obviously everybody in Cleveland thought, we don't get the calls. And everybody outside of Cleveland thought, all they do is get the calls. It's hilarious how that works. Owen,
yeah.
First of all, do you think Mahomes is getting the calls right
yeah.
now? Okay, next question. And that's your bigger man. You're a bigger man than I probably would never admit it.
Face of a league gets calls, right?
Okay. Like, fair enough. Do you, in the heat of a big play, a third down, do you love it when he flops to get a call? Because now he's used his smarts, he's used all the stock that he's built up, you know, over time, the face of the league stuff. He's earned, right? You feel like you earn that.
It's something that Michael you invest into, yeah.
Michael Jordan can get away with a push-off in an elimination game in the NBA Finals. Do you sit there and go, that's my guy?
No, I've never really thought of it like that. I would not say on those calls. I do think they do, and they haven't done it as much, but there used to be a time where it would be third and long, and they would just say, Kelsey, go to the end zone, and they threw it up. The full intention was to just get a pass interference and get the ball down at the one. I fully believe that. I haven't really thought about the takeoff and the flop stuff, but I do think they are such a well-oiled machine that they have time to now practice how do we get extras right. Because they aren't worrying about, like, do we pitch it back to Elijah Moore on this? You know, just in contrasting the two teams, the basics of football for the Kansas City Chiefs have been well established, and they've done it thousands of times. They have time to figure out all this other stuff where you can get a couple extra yards.
I do agree with you that they are a well-oiled machine. My thing is, just going into this contest, should the Bills fall short, I'm dreading the potential, like, late game call especially. I know there's going to be like some early ones probably as well, but that late game situation, maybe like a pass interference or roughing the passer, I'm dreading it. I really am. But going on to our next topic here, we had another quarterback in the media yesterday, Russell Wilson on the Pat McAfee Show. Talking about his football future, seems he wants to keep his career cooking and in the kitchen that is Pittsburgh.
I got so much more in me, man. I'm excited. Obviously, my goal was to be with the Pittsburgh Steelers a long time and, you know, hopefully finish my career there, God willing. But, you know, I'm just trusting God in the process, but also knowing that, you know, I've always gone against the odds and people, you know, doubting. And I think that's just a part of my nature. I don't know if it's, you know, little man syndrome or what, but I love ball, man. I love competing every day and I just love getting after it. And anybody who knows me knows that I'm going to do everything I can to be my best for the longest time possible.
I love ball too, and I don't think anybody wants me being quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. You interested in him?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No, I'm not interested in Russ. But Pittsburgh's in a really brutal spot right now.
Long time since we've done this. Official show stance on Russell Wilson. Thumbs down, everybody.
Thumbs down.
Yeah. Thumbs down.
Yeah, especially
that's four.
Felt like the league was able, after he put a nice scare into a lot of people for half the year, felt like the rest of the league understood where his weaknesses were, where he liked to throw the football.
There was a point in the Browns season, though, last year, if they would have just... If you were able to just get Russell Wilson in for 2 weeks, you would have taken him, right? Like, in the middle of the season.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, especially the way he was playing in Pittsburgh. Remember, yeah. He was hitting on these deep balls. That all went away at the
end
of the year.
I think even at, week 15, if they would have said, you can get him for three more weeks to end the year, just compared to what was going on here. But when you have a reset and you have a chance now to go get something better, yeah.
Yeah, no thanks. No thanks.
All right, so staying in the NFL, the Jaguars parting ways yesterday with general manager Trent Baalke in the midst of their search for a new head coach. Now, a coaching search for the Jags saw candidates go to other teams like Aaron Glenn to the Jets yesterday. Or if you're Liam Cohen, just staying in your job as a defensive coordinator, granted one of the highest paying now in the NFL. And this is coming 2 weeks, by the way, after Jaguars owner Shad Khan said in a press conference that he would not be opposed to shaking up the front office. And Baalke was sitting right next to him on Zoom.
It was incredible. This is the way things are kind of going now. Aaron Glenn was hired before the general manager was hired. We know Stefanski was hired before Andrew Berry. We all know about Shanahan and Lynch. And no... His name, Trent Baalke's name, is mud in the NFL. Either throwing people under the bus or ugliness with Harbaugh back in the day. Like, there's not a lot of people who trust him. And, Liam Cohen, he pulls his name out of the running for that. And you're thinking, I have Trevor Lawrence. Like, I got a guy who was supposed to be number one overall. Supposed to be a generational talent. And you don't want to come coach this guy. You'd rather coach Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's a fine quarterback, but Trevor Lawrence is supposed to be better. There's a problem here. It had to be Trent Baalke. He had to go.
GMs are some of the weirdest things in sports we talk about, because we know the least amount about these guys. We don't know about the deals that they almost made. You only hear reports later on. You have no idea if the reports are true. So it's always weird when we sit here and talk about all these GMs around the league. Because a lot
except
of them,
Joe Banner, every good decision the Browns ever made, which was very few, he was behind, but he was never a part of any of the bad ones.
Every good decision the Eagles have made is
true.
It's still something he's taking credit for.
It is amazing to me, Joe Banner.
10 years later.
They should hire Joe Banner. It's amazing to me that he's not in the NFL right now. He has every good idea that's ever been thought of. It's amazing to me. Nobody ever picked anybody out of a magazine before Joe Banner. It's amazing to me. He'll tell you on social media.
I just feel bad for Trevor Lawrence, man. I know he's going to...
I don't feel bad for him at all.
You don't feel bad for him at all? Fifth, sixth year, three head coaches, multiple GMs.
Too bad.
An owner's putting his name on the side of the stadium.
They named a stadium after him. That's the dumbest thing imaginable. It got a hell of a lot of money. I don't feel bad for him at all. Hell with him.
Yeah. All right. Well, our last thing here was from the NBA yesterday. The Miami Heat suspending Jimmy Butler, who just got off a 7-game suspension, mind you, suspending him for 2 more games for, quote, a continued pattern of disregard of team rules, insubordinate conduct, and conduct detrimental to the team, unquote, including Butler missing the team flight to Milwaukee on Wednesday. This is getting hot even for South Beach.
He's going full Costanza.
He's been somebody who's been fully willing to go with a bit before. I mean, think about
playtime heat.
Yeah.
Think about his every year, his official team picture. He would go with some wild hairstyle and then immediately get rid of that.
Yep.
Once the season started. So every time you went to any of the websites, you'd see his picture and you'd be like, what? When did he decide
to
do that?
He had the emo one. Yeah, that was.
Yeah,
that
he was awesome. In a music video too.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in? Do you remember the group? He was in a music video. It's just a bizarre career for Jimmy
Three
Butler.
Three Dog Night.
Jimmy Butler, when all is said
LFO.
And done, he has people like me still saying, yeah, if he were in the playoffs this year on the Cavs, I'd feel way better than some other guys. Like, that's what kind of playoff resume he's been able to put together. But no championships.
When he's happy, he'll go out there and he'll put together a professional effort. But we've seen him show his ass twice. He did it in Minnesota, and now he's doing it in Miami. I assume he'll get traded, and whoever he gets traded to, they'll go, oh, he's been a wonderful teammate. He's been fantastic for us. We love having him here. I mean, that's kind of the Jimmy Butler thing, so that when people call in and they go, hey, can we go get Jimmy Butler? You see this Jimmy Butler, and you're going, oh, God, no. Well, I don't believe he's going to be that way with whoever trades for him. He is an interesting figure.
couple of things. Number one, Jimmy Butler was in the So Much for Stardust music video for Fall Out Boy. Number two, I mean, with the Suns draft picks here, it might be weird. And that's it for About Last Night.
Outstanding.